Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we will learn a bhajan dedicated to Lord Sai, wherein we adore him as Sai Sadguru. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
He Parthi Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sadguru Sai Ram.
So this is the bhajan we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the raga, the tala. And then we will spend more time understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan. In the end, you will listen to how this bhajan sounds when sung by the students of Swami's University in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. So let's get started with the lyrics.
He Parthi Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sadguru Sai Ram, Sadguru Sai Ram, He Sadguru Sai Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Sai Ram, He Anathanatha, Dina Bandhu, Sadguru Sai Ram, Sadguru Sai Ram, He Sadguru Sai Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Sai Ram.
Now that you're familiar with the lyrics, here is how this bhajan should be sung.
We are singing this bhajan in the scale 3 pancham.
He Parthi Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sadguru Sai Ram.
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 Sadguru Sai Ram.
Sadguru Sai Ram.
He Sadguru Sai Ram.
He Sadguru Sai Ram.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Hare Ram, Sai Ram.
Hare Ram, Sai Ram.
Hare Ram, Sai Ram.
Hare Ram, Sai Ram.
He Anathanatha Dina Bandhu Sadguru 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 Sai Ram.
Sadguru Sai Ram.
Sadguru Sai Ram.
He Sadguru Sai Ram.
He Sadguru Sai Ram.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Ram Sai Ram,
Hare Ram Sai Ram,
Hare Ram Sai Ram,
Hare Ram Sai Ram.
हे पर्तिपुरीशा प्रशांतिवासा सद्गुरु साई राम.
So that is how this simple bhajan, adoring our Lord as the Sadguru, flows. And for those of us who are keen students of music, let's spend some time understanding the technical structure of this bhajan. Anirudh is here to share his thoughts. So which is the raga on which is this bhajan based, Anirudh?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
This wonderful Guru bhajan is based on two ragas. The first one is Charukeshi.
Sari
Shudri
Ga
Shudga
Ma Pa Dha
Komal Dha
Ni
Komal Ni
Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Re Sa.
Though the entire bhajan is not completely in Charukeshi, I can say, because the most of the lines go around in the notes.
Ma Ga Ma Pa 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 Da Ma Pa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga.
So it gives a flavor of Charukeshi there. And when you move to the line,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
it's the transition is so smooth and it takes you to a meditative plane. That Komal Re, that is
Hare Ram, Ni Ni Re Re Sa.
So if you just change the Re of Charukeshi from Shuddh Re,
Re to Re
Komal Re, it becomes one more beautiful raga.
Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Re Sa.
This raga is called Vakula Bharanam in the Carnatic classical music, and Basant Mukhari is the Hindustani classical name. You have any bhajans in Vakula Bharanam as well, like
Sanatana Sarathi Saisha Hari Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya.
So this bhajan, Hey Partipurisha Prashantivasa, I can say it's a combination of the Charukeshi and Vakula Bharanam. It's a very unique combination, and as I mentioned before, the transition between the two ragas is so smooth that you don't even notice that it goes to a different tune, or that's how beautifully the bhajan is made. And I'm sure it is a very easy bhajan, though it has two ragas in it, but it's an easy bhajan for everybody to follow and sing along with.
And given that both these ragas have so many soft notes, and they have their own power and charm because of that, would you like to do an alap on Charukeshi or Vakula Bharanam?
Yes, coming to Charukeshi, along with power, as you mentioned, there is emotion also in the Charukeshi.
Yes, because of the soft.
Yes, the komal notes are so beautiful.
Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ma Pa Ma Ga Ga Ma Pa Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Da Pa Pa Da Ma Pa Ga Ma Re Ni Sa Ga Ma Re Ni Sa Da Dha Ni Sa.
I'm reminded of the beautiful bhajan in Charukeshi.
Aruna Ramana Shri Guru Deva.
The transition from Charukeshi to Vakala Bharanam.
Move from Aruna Ramana to Hari Om Tatsat.
Yes.
Beautiful. Lovely. So let's get on to the swaras of the bhajan.
Yes. So let's take the first line. He Parthi Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sadguru Sai Ram Magama pa 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 da ma pa 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 ni ni da pa pa ma pa maga.
Magama pa 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 da ma pa 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 ni ni da pa pa ma pa maga.
Sadguru Sai Ram. Ga ma ga re sa ni sa ga.
Ga ma ga re sa ni sa ga.
He Sadguru Sai Ram. Ga ga ma ga re sa ni re sa.
Ga ga ma ga re sa ni re sa.
The next line.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ni ni re 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 sa 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 ni pa.
Ni ni re 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 sa 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 ni pa.
Hare Ram, Sai Ram. Tapama gare gare sa.
Sapama gare gare sa.
And the next set of lines, He Anathanatha Dina Bandhu, follow the same set of swaras as the second and the third line.
So as you mentioned, this bhajan is a simple one. The beat is also the regular 8-beat, right?
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, as you mentioned, Aditalam or Kahirva in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
He Parthi Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sadguru Sai Ram.
He Parthi Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sadguru Sai Ram.
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 Beautiful, I think. This is... In many samitis, you have the Guru Bhajan being sung after they sing Ganesh Bhajan, isn't it?
Yes.
But I guess this bhajan is not a slow bhajan. This would go in the medium paced bhajan, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. So, generally when we take up the tempo of this bhajan itself,
He Parthi Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sadguru Sai Ram.
I think if we take in this tempo, it has that energy in it.
Yes.
Because when it becomes very slow, I think it drags a bit.
Mm.
The wordings are also spaced out so much that
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
And you need to take a deep breath before the line. So the right pace would be
He Parthi Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sadguru Sai Ram.
Yeah. So I think we should position it accordingly in the bhajan session.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
So with that, we are done with the technical aspects of the bhajan. And now comes the session which will help us to make this bhajan an offering to Bhagwan. For the Lord, it is not what is offered that is important. What is more important is how it is offered. So let's spend more time understanding what each word of this bhajan conveys. We begin with the first line. Hey Partipurisha, Prashantivasa, Sadguru Sai Ram. Hey means calling out to the Lord. Partipurisha refers to the one who is the Lord of Puttaparthi, the Isha, the God of Puttaparthi. Prashantivasa, the one who resides in Prashantinilayam. Sadguru, the divine teacher. And Sai Ram means the same Lord who had earlier come down as Lord Sri Rama. Many years ago, Bhagwan told a group of devotees, "Do not think that by coming to Puttaparthi, you are going to be happy. In fact, you will be disturbed here. However, if you secure your victory here, you can go to any part of the world and nothing ever will disturb you." Swami explained this further and said, "Puttaparthi is the battlefield of Kurukshetra." Very interestingly, Lord Krishna gave the immortal message of Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield. Because life, Swami said, is a battle. And when you are victorious in a battle, what do you get? You get peace, isn't it? So Swami said, similarly, when you transcend the trials in Puttaparthi with equanimity, gained by the knowledge of who you really are and what the world really is, you will receive the permanent peace, the prashanti that I have come to give. Swami, in fact, emphatically stated, that is why I have named it Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of everlasting peace, supreme peace. It is not called Sri Sathya Sai Baba Ashram. An ashram is a place where you do no shrama, no work. But it is not so here in Prashanti Nilayam. Here you have to make the effort. Swami will of course help you and guide you to face the ups and downs. He will hold your hand to go through this effectively. In fact, this is the experience of anyone who comes to Prashanti Nilayam, isn't it? It does happen that when you decide to stay in Puttaparthi, you meet many people, some noble, some abominable. If you come here on a pilgrimage for a short stay, we might get a good place to stay. Sometime we may not get an accommodation which we like. But as Swami says, all these should not affect us. Swami reminds us, you have come to the ashram for your inward journey. Do not look for peace outside. It is within you. Look within. If you think there is peace freely available in Puttaparthi, you are mistaken. It only means that you have not understood the significance of this place on earth. In fact, in the yesteryears, when a devotee expressed her wish to reside in Puttaparthi, in Prashanti Nilayam, Bhagwan asked, "Why do you want to stay here? You have two sons, live with them. Who will take care of you here?" And she said, "No, Swami, here I get peace, Swami." And Bhagwan immediately said, "No, no, no, there is no peace here. Do you know where peace is? It is in the inner self. All Prashanti Nilayam does is to help you struggle righteously to achieve that peace. Struggle is very much a part of life here," Swami told her. "It is not as if once you come here, everything in your life will get sorted out automatically and it will all be honky-dory. It is not so. You have to work on yourself with your own knowledge. Swami will give you that wisdom, but you have to practice it. It is like going to a school or college where the teacher will teach you, but you have to study and write the examinations." The daughter of a couple whom Bhagwan had blessed profusely for many years once asked, "Swami, you have been so good to our family. We want the same grace always. How can we maintain this, Swami? Will you keep talking to us like this if we continue to come to Puttaparthi?" Swami looked at her intently and said, "Now you are not getting grace because you are coming to Puttaparthi or having my darshan. If you want sampurna krupa, if you want complete grace, hold on not to me, but to my teachings. When Bhagwan was physically present, many would clamor to get another Pad Namaskar or a second chance to receive prasadam from his hands or be in a group picture with him and so on. We wanted to possess the form of the Lord. When we said we want to hold on to him, we restricted ourselves to his 5 feet 3 inches beautiful frame. We wanted him to look at us. We wanted him to materialize something for us. But Swami says, I am not important. This body that the cosmic consciousness has taken is not as important as the reason for which this manifestation happened. What is important is my teaching. In fact, if we take to this seriously, then peace and grace will flow into us regardless of where we are. And Puttaparthi will always aid us in this endeavor. On another instance, Bhagwan told that family, if you get inspiration by coming to Puttaparthi, only then come here. If you are disturbed, then don't come. Because the spiritual path needs constant inspiration. An elderly devotee who had basked in the physical proximity of Bhagwan for decades and sincerely pursued the spiritual path for years, reduced going for darshans with time as she got older. She went once a week or sometimes even once every fortnight. And when she expressed her infrequency to Bhagwan and she expressed that she was sorry that she was not been able to go physically for his darshan, Swami said, it is enough. Come whenever you can and be in my aura. Tell yourself constantly, Swami, you are everywhere. You are in my house too. Swami said, if you constantly tell yourself that, Swami, you are everywhere. You are in my house too. I will myself reveal that truth to you. But you have to practice it. On the other hand, if you limit me to the mandir or the bhajan hall, then when you come here, you may be happy, you may see me here, but you would have limited me. You will not be able to experience my all-pervading spirit, which is the principle of Parabrahma. So this is how the Sadguru, who chose Puttaparthi, was guiding every soul who came to him right from the 1940s. In fact, playing on the word Puttaparthi, Swami says it is put apart the I. We have to give up our individuality and merge into the collective, which ultimately melts into the cosmic consciousness. Vyashti, Samashti, Srishti, Parameshti, as Bhagwan always explained in his discourses. So if we cooperate, Puttaparthi will operate on us and it will remove all that is not our real self. But if we resist, Puttaparthi has nothing to lose. We only have to examine if our life is of any use. So this is the message of Sai Sadguru, who chose the sacred land of Puttaparthi and called himself Parthi Purisha. This is the land that can give you prashanti, but we have to put that effort. This is the message of Prashanti Vasa, Sadguru Sai Ram. Let's move on to the subsequent lines. So you have Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Sai Ram. Rama means one who is pleasing and lovable. Referring to the Ramayana, Swami says Ayana means movement or journey. Ra means Atma. Ma means mind. So the Rama principle means merging the mind in the Atma. And Ramayana means suffusing the world with the bliss of this Rama principle. Swami says devotees should install Rama in their hearts to achieve atmic bliss. When you read the Ramayana, it should take you to that state of Atma Rama, wherein you feel oneness with the universal spirit, where our ego self is completely diminished and we identify ourselves with the capital S, with the Atma, the Spirit, and that is what is the principle of Rama, to confer on us that bliss, to remind us of our true goal. You have the same Rama who came down again as Sai Rama. So we have Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Sai Rama, repeated so many times, just to bring to our consciousness again and again, again and again, that our goal is to merge our mind in the heart, merge the mind in our Atma. That is the reason the Sadguru descends time and again. Going further, you have the line, He Anathanatha Dina Bandhu Sadguru Sai Ram. Anathanatha means the one who is the Lord of the forlorn, who is there for those who have no one as their refuge. Dina Bandhu, the one who is the friend of the destitute. Mr. Raman Rao was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan who came to him way back in the 60s and in fact was appointed by Bhagwan as the leader of the first batch of Sevadal when this institution was set up way back in the late 60s. He once narrated an interesting incident that happened during Dasara celebrations in 1974. Navaratri is an occasion when Puttaparthi is full of devotees from all parts of India and elsewhere. On the morning of Vijayadashmi day, Swami distributed clothes to all the inmates of the ashram. In that year, he also gave prasadam to all the Sevadal volunteers. After this, when he was retiring to his room, he called Mr. Raman Rao near and suddenly Swami started giving him a running commentary. Swami said, "Just now, an old couple has entered the shed. This man is 70 years old and his wife is 65 years old. The man has a tuft of hair on his head, just like orthodox Brahmins in India maintain. There is a string of Rudrakshas, the sacred beads, around his neck. On his body, there is the sacred thread." So Swami is explaining this person and the running commentary continues. "This person is now opening his trunk with the key that is tied to his sacred thread." I mean, imagine the detail to which Swami is going as he is recreating the scene that is happening in the hall hundreds of meters away. Swami goes on, "The man is now taking out two towels. He changed into one. The other towel rests on his shoulder. He removed his dhoti and shirt now and he kept it in his bag. He is now taking out a container from his bag, a mug." And then Swami stopped and Swami said, "Go, Raman Rao, go and bring this couple here." And when Mr. Raman Rao was about to leave, Swami said, "Okay, wait, this couple is from Gulbarga, which is a town in the state of Karnataka." Swami said, "They know Telugu, but they will converse only in Kannada. So you take a boy with you who can speak Kannada. The man may understand Telugu, but he cannot speak Telugu. So you take along with you one boy who can converse with this couple in Kannada." But Mr. Raman Rao said, "Swami, I will be able to recognize them. There should not be any problem, because the way Swami had explained and given such an elaborate description," he said, "Don't worry, Swami, I don't really need to take any boy with me. I can manage." But Swami said, "No, take a Kannada speaking boy with you." And Swami went on to explain to Mr. Raman Rao and said, "Because that old man will say, 'Why would Baba call me? How does he know me? This is the first time I am coming here.' That man is going to ask all these questions. So take someone with you." And Mr. Raman Rao said, "Swami, if he talks like that, I will say, 'Sai Baba is God. He is omnipresent. How can you ask that? How does Sai Baba know me?'" Swami immediately cut short Raman Rao and said, "Just do as I say. The old man will ask you after that, 'Who will take care of my box and my belongings if I go with you?' Then what will you do?" And when Swami said that, Mr. Raman Rao started laughing within himself, because he felt, why will a person worry about his box and his belongings if Swami is calling that person? All these things become so immaterial. Swami himself is calling someone. Is someone going to bother about his luggage? But in any case, because Swami was so insistent, he took a boy along with him. And once he reached the shed, it was not very difficult for him to identify the person after all the detailed hints that Bhagwan had given. So he offered his salutations to that person. He did his namaskar and told, "Swami is waiting for you in the mandir. Can you please come?" And interestingly, the old man immediately asked, "Me? It cannot be. I am not going there. I am coming here for the first time. Sai Baba does not know me. You are mistaken. Maybe you want someone else. Definitely it is not us. And Mr. Raman Rao started thinking, oh my God, this is exactly what Swami had said. So he told this boy who was speaking Kannada to explain to this old couple about Swami's divinity, how he knows about everything. He does not need introduction. But the old man didn't seem to be convinced. But finally he said, okay, okay. If you want me to go with you, I will come. But who will take care of my box and bag? And again, Mr. Raman Rao was reminded of exactly what Swami had told. This person was very concerned about his luggage. And that is when Mr. Raman Rao, with deep humility and politeness, he explained to that old man that the boy he had brought with him would look after their belongings until they returned. And he took that couple and went to Bhagwan. And the moment Mr. Raman Rao went to Swami, he said, Swami, this man repeated exactly what you had said. It happened the way you had mentioned to the last detail. And Swami said, I know it, I know it. I'm also aware how careless you are. That is the reason why I asked you to take the Kannadika boy with you. And now Mr. Raman Rao asked forgiveness to Swami for not obeying his command immediately. And then Swami called this innocent couple. He blessed them. He showered a lot of love on them. He presented a pair of dhoti to the man. He gave a sari to the wife. And then Swami said, both of you, wear these new clothes after your shower. Today is a very auspicious day. It is Vijayadashami day. I know you have quarreled with your son and daughter-in-law and you have come away. Do not worry. You stay in the hall itself. All your belongings will be safe. Today is bank holiday. Once the bank opens tomorrow, you can deposit there the money you have with you so that it will be safe. You have my blessings profusely. Everything will be fine. Do not worry. Go now. Wear your new clothes and come for the Vijayadashami celebration. This is how Swami blessed this couple who the world was not aware of. This is how every person who steps into Prashantanilayam, who steps into the ashram, is taken care of by Bhagwan. This is how he watches, guards, and showers his grace on every soul. You may sometimes pray to him, you may not even pray to him, but he knows. Because if anyone is in trouble, if anyone is a dina, if anyone is a destitute, he is the natha. He is the one who looks after them. That is what is conveyed. This couple had a lot of issues in their family. They had quarreled with their son and daughter-in-law and had come to Prashantanilayam, and here was Bhagwan. They didn't have to tell anything to Swami, but Swami, like a divine mother, was looking after their every need. Even though there are possibly hundreds of such instances that we would have seen or read, which are recorded in books, but there will be thousands and millions which have not been recorded. And it continues to happen even now in Prashantanilayam. This is how Sai Sadguru looks after us wherever we are. He is the father, he is the mother, he is the friend. And above all, he is the ultimate master. So that is what is conveyed here when we say Sadguru Sai Ram, Sadguru Sai Ram. Sadguru is one who envelops the entire universe. Because who is a guru? Who is Gunatita, Gu refers to one who is beyond all attributes. And Rupa Varjita, Ru means Rupa Varjita, means who is beyond all forms. Swami Vivekananda very beautifully describes the divine and says, in whom is the universe? Who is in the universe? Who is the universe? In whom is the soul? Who is in the soul? Who is the soul? To know him is to know our true self. And once we know this true self, this knowledge extinguishes all fear. It puts an end to all misery and it leads to infinite freedom. To lead us on to this freedom comes the divine as an avatar. Swami says, the guru takes us to the guri or the goal. And that is what every time the divine manifestation happens on the earth takes us towards. If we focus on not just the form, but on what the form delivered to us through the medium of the physical body, and we focus beyond our own physical body and concentrate on our inner self, then this Prashantinilayam, this Puttaparthi which the Lord chose for His divine advent, will elevate us, will purify us, and will liberate us. So that is what is conveyed in this beautiful bhajan. There is no end to how you can contemplate and elaborate on what this bhajan conveys. This is just one perspective. We just have to spend our time and think about every word of this bhajan, and the bhajan will fill us with new insights, new directions, and new inspirations to walk on this path. In the last part of this program, let's listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan as sung by the students of his university.
हे परती पुरीशा प्रशांति वासा सगुरु साईरा
Shanti Vasa Sadguru Sai.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. We look forward to your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. Once again, 9393-258-258. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.